So, we are all in the same boat, pretty much. You got the old Adam and the new Adam, if you're saved. But the old Adam is the Jezebel spirit. Everybody has that flesh mind, which is the Jezebel spirit. And if we walk in the flesh, we walk in the Jezebel spirit, the rebellious spirit. And so that's why he says, take up your cross daily. He says we're ministers of reconciliation, right? So as ministers of reconciliation, those who are still in the flesh, we don't want to be like the devil and hate humans. We want to restore anybody and everybody that we can, you know. And so that restoration process is hopefully they can just see us taking up our cross, walking in the spirit, walking in love, walking in patience. And maybe one day they'll say, well, what's different about you? And you can say, well, I got born again. And I learned how to walk in the spirit after I got born again. Not that I'm perfect, far from it, but I learned that anytime there's a problem, to look at myself first, take up my cross, look at myself, make sure I'm taking up my cross, and if I'm the problem, then step in the spirit walk, out of the flesh walk, and be ministers of reconciliation. Even the church has disagreements and they're supposed to be reconciled. There shouldn't be any disagreement in the church, but there is, you know. We see it a lot. It's hard to know who's really saved. The only person you can really judge is yourself. Judge yourself lest you be saved. I mean, lest you be judged. And if you're saved, you know it. And you can't judge anybody else's state because you just have to set boundaries up, protect yourself from bad behavior, you know. Ministers of reconciliation. That's what I'm sent. That's what I'm hearing today. Ministers of reconciliation. That's what Jesus did. That was his whole ministry, to reconcile the world back to God. For God so loved the world. God is reconciling mankind back to himself, men and women, through Jesus. Reconciliation. And if you don't take stuff personal, you know, everybody has their little personality glitch. Everybody has their little ridiculous ways of thinking at times. I don't care who it is. Everybody I've talked to in my life has had some kind of weird way of thinking. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your friend, your coworker, your church members. I've just met a lot of people with some weird ways of thinking in my whole life. Including myself, I'm sure. I just cannot yoke up with Babylon, that's all I know. The Babylonian system. When I look at an object, a story, a song, math equation, cars, businesses, stocks, I see the same truth in everything. And so I think different. And the reason I'm able to do it is because I isolated myself for 13 years just studying the code, you know. And because I think different than the average person, I have to be patient because I remember having a 3D mindset. I remember going down the highway. I got to get to work. Get out of my way. You slowpoke, get out, Sunday driver, get out of my way. You're getting on my nerves. Road rage, even. I remember having a road rage. Not to where I went crazy or anything, but it was just like, get out of my way. I remember in the 3D mindset, I remember stressing out over stupid stuff, you know. I remember being married and somebody knocks the milk over and you get mad because somebody knocked the milk over on the carpet. Now if I'm sitting with a group of people and somebody knocks the milk, I just get up and get a towel and wipe it up. It don't bother me. Nothing. The little stuff, I don't sweat the small stuff, and pretty much everything in 3D is small stuff because the 5D is where it's at. The archetypes, eternal security, the patterns, the sine wave, the red versus blue, the black, white, and red. Even the devil's already a defeated foe. The promises of God at the cross. Everything's a projection from the cross. I got this policeman behind me, and I'm just going to let him go by. I ain't going to sweat the small stuff. If I'm 5 minutes late for work, thankfully I got a job that they don't hit me too much on that, because I stay late if I need to. And I go in. I'm on call 24/7 anyway. And so I try to take jobs or situations or be involved in people that give you some slack, you know, grace. See, under the flesh mind, everybody's under law. Why didn't you do that? Why'd you mess up? Why'd you do this? Under grace, well, what happened? Well, there was a wreck on the highway. Okay. Why didn't you call me? I fell asleep, and you said you were going to call. I fell asleep, and I slept 14 hours. Sorry. See, under grace, if you stepped into the spirit walk, you know you can trust people because they're under conviction of the Holy Spirit. They're not going to do wrong. You can trust them. The Bible does say, speak evil of no man. So that's something to be repented of. Judge yourself, lest you be judged. Set up the boundaries. You don't have to respond to the flesh mind. If you're saved, you have the power of the Holy Spirit to do what's right. Even if they're getting ready to cut your head off, you can do what's right because you got the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean you put yourself in the harm's way, you know. If you ever have to do tit for tat to teach somebody a lesson, you're not doing it to to really hurt somebody. You're just doing it to show them how they're acting, you know, to show them what they're doing. And maybe through enough cycles, they'll wake up. Maybe they'll wake up and say, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. And it took us a lot of cycles. I know it took me a lot of cycles to learn some stuff about myself. The New Age people, they call it shadow work, or the psychology people call it the shadow work. That's who it's calling. Look at your own shadows. Because if you heal your own shadows from your childhood, from some past hurt or something, then, and you get really healed within yourself, and you say, oh, Jesus healed that. My security's in Jesus. I don't care if I get rejected. I don't care if I'm by myself. I don't care if they laugh at me, mock at me, lie about me. I don't care what they do. Because Jesus has got your back, you know. Don't matter. It don't matter. lot of times, if you really pay attention to people, if you talk to enough people like I do, I talk to a lot of people. If you talk to enough people, what you'll find out is a lot of times people are saying stuff that they want to do for you, but they really want you to do it for them. Don't be mad about it. It seems like manipulation, but it's not. It's just they're trying to, they don't even know they're doing it. They're trying to create a atmosphere that makes them feel safe, you know. And if they ever wake up to it, praise God. But everybody's looking for that safety and that security, especially if it's a family or a marriage or some kind of relationship, situationship. I don't even like that word. But that's what our society's gone to. Our society's ridiculous. It went over to from relationship or marriage or family, it went over to situationship. But the families, there's a lot of families need counseling, but they'll never go to counseling. Instead of fighting and arguing, sit down and try to hear the other person's perspective. I have to go through training every year about how to respect people, how to listen to people, how to see the other person's perspective. So even when we all go through the training, there's still stuff you forget about the training. They have to do it every year, so you learn, oh, that was in the training. I messed up. Everybody messes up. You're actually here to help each other do right. And everybody's going to do wrong. Nobody's going to do right all the time. Hate to say it, but everybody has that flesh mind, and that flesh mind is pure evil. And unless you take up your cross daily, that flesh mind's off the roof. What's the moral of the story here? The flesh mind is nothing but evil. The old Adam, the old Eve. If you want to walk in the spirit mind, you're going to have to die to the flesh mind, die daily. And don't expect other people to do it. You don't do it for them to do it. You do it because God tells you to do it. And when you step into the spirit mind, long enough,
welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?
You'll start to see a different world. If you could isolate yourself for 3 years and try and just walk in the spirit mind, and you really can't, you can't learn how to do it unless there's some resistance. So you can't completely isolate yourself, but to learn to walk in the spirit mind. Walking in the spirit is what the Bible says, it takes resistance, because you have to have some kind of like resistance to teach you your lesson, and it has to be painful. Like when you step back in the flesh mind, it's painful. So you have to have some resistance to say, wait a minute, I don't want to live in that. I want to live in the spirit mind. I want to walk in the spirit, the mind of Christ. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ, and the Bible says you know all things. That's what it says. I read that a long time ago. You know all things, and you have the mind of Christ, right? Sorry, I'm in a drive-thru. But I was saying, I remember reading the mind of Christ and knowing all things. And I read that in the Bible, and I didn't understand it, because I didn't understand walking in the Spirit back then. But it's true. He's given you all things to pertain to life and godliness in His Word down here. And you know it's true, because you couldn't function in this life if you didn't know how to get up out of bed and go to work and do your job and go home. You couldn't function. You could not function. And then that takes you to the fact that every moment is deja vu, because if it wasn't, you couldn't function. Every time you take a step, you've already took a step before. Every time you take a shower, you've already took one. Every time you brush your teeth, you've already done that. Every time you face off with somebody, you faced off with somebody similar. The personalities. It's deja vu. It's just deja vu. It's all deja vu. Even having this conversation, I've already said this 1,000 times. But there's a new person out there. Maybe I can say it a different way. Maybe I can look at it from a different perspective or get another person. Ministers of reconciliation. Yes, it's painful down here. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it will cut you. Yes, there's a lot of growth that needs to go on. Yes, there's some bloodline stuff that you need to die to. Yes, there's some culture lies you need to die to. Yes, 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 yes. It's a Turing machine. It's a cutting machine. It's designed to turn you and push you to the next level. Your spouse is there to push you to the next level. Your boss, your coworkers, designed to push you to the next level. The information that hits your five senses, your eye gate, ear gate, is information, information. Anything that hits your eye gate, your ear gate, your thoughts, your mind, your heart, your spirit's being changed and being conformed into His image. Every time you get hit with something, you have to die daily. That pride, when somebody crosses you, your pride wants to kick in and fight back, right? Well, that's the old Adam. That's the old Eve. Why are you going to fight back? You know it ain't going to accomplish anything. It's actually going to make it worse. The more you fight, the worse it gets. The more you die daily, the better it gets.